And this is a shot at Jerry. Poor Jerry taking a shot.
Oh, Jerry.
I'm your Huckleberry at Radio Tom Bernard. The Ukraine is weak.
I'm your Huckleberry. Okay.
And by the way, it's Northern Tier Energy, no longer Marathon or Ashland. It's called Northern Tier Energy now, that the plant. Oh. Paul Hurley, I'm here, of course, hurt my foot playing softball last night, but I didn't hear Bob report about it. You pissed him off. You didn't report on his broken foot or his hurt foot.
You trip over a keg, Paul?
Oh, man.
He shot in it, Hurley.
See, that's what you get from being a long-time listener to this show. You just get hammered.
Well, yep. He was probably busy tweeting and wasn't paying attention when he was walking.
Does Mrs. Shatner ever tweet you?
I haven't seen any.
I haven't heard from her for a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And by the way, if you buy premium gas, you're a moron.
Yep.
Oh. Yes.
Unless you got a 67 Chevelle, you're a moron.
I noticed the other day I was going to put gas in, and the premium hose was like interlinked with the other one.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens.
Do you get your hoses all twisted?
Yeah. Yeah, I almost grabbed the premium. Thank goodness. I didn't.
Oh, no.
So you're saying higher octane is no better for you than lower octane?
Yeah, you'll never notice the difference. Yeah. Never.
Higher octane is just for the bigger engines that require it. And
right.
Unless you specifically, and when I say bigger engines, like you talk about your muscle cars or a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Not just because it's a German made or something like that. It doesn't have that performance engine. I use it in the Harley because I like a little more pop. I mean, you'll get a little bit more out of it.
Those you notice engines. It?
I think I do, but it's probably just in my head.
What if you put diesel in there? What would happen?
Oh, that's not
good. Replace the motor.
Yeah, exactly. Then you get to get a new motor.
Plus, to fill up the Harley with premium isn't that big a deal.
Right, exactly. You're talking about 6 more cents or whatever.
So the cutoff would be, what, about 500 horsepower?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know exactly. But they had a list of cars on, I can't remember which... Mechanics magazine it was that I was reading that would require premium, and no one around here owns them.
Yeah. Well, there's some brand, as far as I know. I don't want to say, though, in case I'm wrong, that takes premium gas.
They all take premium gas.
Yeah, no, but I mean that's what they want you to put in there.
Well, that's right. What they all do.
Because they want you to spend
want you to spend more money.
Sure. It says right on the fuel, the gas door, the little...
It does?
It says right on there what you're supposed to put in your car.
How's your gas door?
I've never
what do we call that?
Read
the
mine.
Gas flap. You've never read yours?
Your gas
I've never read my gas door.
I got to open my gas flap to fill up. What do you call that thing?
It is.
It's a little door that sometimes you forget to close. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, we don't. I've seen people driving down the road with it open, though.
Yeah, I have.
You Save Smart, Appliance Smart, bringing you more of the KQ Morning Show.
I'm going there right after the show.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
They do a great job. A mechanical failure sent a JetBlue plane like this one. Oh, like this one. Thank you. Careening wildly through. This is radio.
That one right there?
That one there, yes.
Oh, here.
It sent the plane careening wildly through the sky, sparking panic among the 155 people aboard the Las Vegas to New York flight. Passengers told the Post yesterday. It was 4 hours of hell, said Travis McGee. There actually is a guy named Travis McGee. His nickname is Tits, remember?
Yep.
Yeah.
Tits McGee.
Tits.
Who described how the plane kept lurching from side to side and going into steep turns when its hydraulic system failed. Oh, my God. That would be hell for me. It really would. People were getting sick. 4 hours of this, by the way. Don't forget that
really?
Part. People were getting sick. Some people were throwing up. There were a lot of people getting nauseated, said another passenger. The crew did everything they could to prevent panic. One flight attendant walked down the aisle saying, "Look at me, I'm smiling. If I was scared, you would know it. If I'm not scared, you don't need to be." That's a good trick there.
Why not land the plane somewhere along the way?
No, I don't know. That's bizarre.
It had to be over the ocean.
No. Yeah, well, it's...
Vegas to New York.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Take that ocean route.
Why didn't you land?
Take the ocean route from Vegas to New York?
Look at me, I'm smiling. What about the poop stain?
It's like that, what's that commercial where the woman walks sideways? It's like some probiotic commercial.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she's doing. She's standing sideways.
You're hiding something.